95.3 Gorilla.
Up and at 'em.
Up and at 'em.
Come on, let's go.
It's Monday morning.
Oh no, not Monday.
Who's ready for a great first day?
Yay, I'm going to work like I lie.
I love my job.
You're a freak.
Can you show me where I can get some coffee?
Okay, okay. Anything to get this show started. Come on.
Today's Monday.
We already covered that, okay?
Is there anything else?
And also,
it's showtime!
Here we go. Time to light it up. It's 95.3. Welcome in. Happy Monday. I'm Ryan Gavin. And yes, we have Shuckers tickets for you all week long. Want to hook you up with those? Get you in Keyser Federal and Biloxi. They have some fun stuff on the way this week. To get you in, experience all those promotions, and get some summer fun in, you know, because it's already August 10th, you know, the summer's ticking on by. Huckerilla summer is going to be over before you know it. So we want to get you in with some Biloxi Shuckers tickets for you all week long. They're playing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. And every day on the morning show this week, every single day, we're playing our favorite new Gorilla game. It's called No Wrong Answers. I'm going to ask you a question. Doesn't matter what the question is. Doesn't matter what your answer is. You're guaranteed to win. We're going to play at 8 o'clock this week, all week long, for Melissa's Bakery in Gulfport, okay? The shenanigans never stop on 95.3 Gorilla.
Another Gorilla winner.
Hey, good morning. It's Gorilla. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Haley.
Good morning, Haley. How you doing? Happy Monday.
Good. How are you?
Good. I am fantastic. Does it bug you when people say Happy Monday? Usually people get a little salty at me when I say, oh, Happy Monday. Does that bug you?
You know, usually I take it as a negative and I'm like, oh my God, it's Monday, but today's going to be different.
It's going to be different. And we're going to start it by giving you tickets to go see the Shuckers.
Oh my God, stop. So excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you so much for listening to Gorilla. I have a pair of tickets for you for any home season or regular home game, I should say. Regular season home game. There we go. Try number three. Regular season home game at the Shuckers in Biloxi. They're playing the Blue Wahoos this week. They've got a whole bunch of fun stuff coming up, including fireworks on Friday and all kinds of deals and fun stuff all week long. So go enjoy a ball game, okay?
Thank you so much.
Mornings with Ryan Gavin.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
You know, usually we talk about like your favorite movies or movies that you really love or great, like, you know, movie experiences, your favorite actor. Directors. No, we're not doing that today. Today, we're talking about the worst movies of all time. Yeah, the worst movie you have ever seen. What do you think is the worst movie ever? Ever. I'm going to start. Have you ever seen the movie Nuki? Nuki! Yeah, it's bad. It's like really bad. It's got a 1-something on IMDb. Nuki is up there. That's one of the worst of all time. What do you think? What's your least favorite movie? What do you think the worst movie is ever? Marsha, you're first. Go for it.
I think the worst movie ever was The Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood.
Ooh, okay. Why do you think so?
It was so boring. My husband, big Clint Eastwood fan, he wanted to leave.
Oh, you went to go see it?
It was so boring, we almost fell asleep.
Oh, man, that's really interesting. Unforgiven, huh? Not great.
Unforgiven, man, that was so boring. I'll never forget how bad it was.
Unforgettably boring. All right. I've actually never seen that Clint Eastwood movie. So you know what? I'm kind of interested now. Like, I kind of want to watch it and see if it's worse than Nuki. Who's next? What do you think the worst movie of all time might be?
The worst movie that has given me nightmares my entire life was Carrie.
Ooh. Oh, see, now I think that's a great movie. Now, worst, in my opinion, worst isn't like how it made you feel. Worst is like just like a horribly made, awful, bad, ridiculous movie. But I can understand that people can interpret this question different ways too. But you know, Carrie will definitely give you nightmares. If you've never seen it, if you've never heard the story before, the original Carrie, what a great movie. Time for one more. What's the worst movie you think you have ever seen ever?
Oh, well, mine would be Natural Born Killers.
Interesting. That's another movie that I think is actually kind of great. I'm not agreeing with any of these calls this morning. By the way, let's do some really quick research here. Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood, 85% critic score, 8.2 on IMDb. That movie apparently is legendary. I've never seen it. Carrie has an 86% critic score and a 7.4 on IMDb. So that one's really highly rated too. And Natural Born Killers has a 74% critic score and a 7.2 on IMDb. These are all incredibly highly rated movies. You know, we were asking about bad ones, right?
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Meet George Jetson.
Some breaking news from Warner Brothers. Jim Carrey is set to star in a live-action film of the Jetsons. Yeah, talk about an ancient IP. They're bringing the Jetsons back, and I'm imagining that Jim is going to play George the dad, but who knows? Who knows? Drake making some headlines, barking on command during a live dating show. Did you hear about this? Apparently this happened a while ago. This is a resurfaced clip, but this is Drake on a dating show. This is the 20 versus 1 dating show where a girl asked him to bark and he actually tried it.
Are you into role play?
Like?
Silly?
Like silly.
A little silly?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am absolutely, by the way, you can look me dead in my eyes. If you say do it, I would fully
commit. Okay. You're saying this, and now I'm gonna like test it.
Okay. What do we, just give me like one.
Would you bark for me?
Okay, now I wanna hear him do like, you know, a gorilla roar or like a cat meow. Oh, that's wild. Thought would never see the day, but Lindsey Buckingham says that he's actually patched up issues with Fleetwood Mac and he's on speaking terms again with Stevie Nicks. Wow. Yeah, listen to this.
The last connection I had had with Fleetwood Mac a few years back ended in a way that nobody wanted to see, and it ended for all the wrong reasons. And a lot of that has been healed since then. So, I mean, anything is possible. I'm not going to speculate. But absolutely, I would be open to that.
Have you and Stevie talked about it?
We haven't talked about that specifically, but we have talked a lot about a lot of things in a very, very positive way.
You know, one of these days, Stevie Nicks is going to drop a memoir and it's going to be the best-selling book of all time.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
I hate talking about him, but the youngest is turning 29 today. Kylie Jenner has a birthday today.
Is there anything that you wish the cameras hadn't seen?
Probably my stripper pole episode.
That's total BS. Remember, they are the producers of their own TV shows, so she wanted you to see that. Don't let her lie to you. On this date back in 1985, MJ flashed some cash and bought the ATV music catalog, including most of the Beatles stuff, for $47 million. Here's Paul talking about it years later.
We've always been trying to sort of get control of them, really. So I suppose the thing about, the only difference is that now, I suppose Michael knew I was trying to sort of get control of him, and I kind of thought he was joking. I used to work with him, and he'd say, I'm going to get your records, you know. I'm going to get your songs. I'm going to buy your songs. And I'd say, love it. You know, I thought it was a joke. Anyway, he ended up doing that. So, I mean, I can't sort of blame him. You know, they're on the market.
All right, can I just say how much I love Paul McCartney's impression of Michael Jackson? I love this. August 10th is National Lazy Day.
Today I don't feel like doing anything.
And right in the middle of August, this is super appropriate, it's also National S'mores Day. Make a s'more for me today.
S'mores?
S'mores?
Yeah, s'mores.
And then s'mores?
Want another s'more?
Figure we build a fire and, make s'mores.
I don't have the material for s'mores.
I do. I always carry emergency s'more rations in my car.
Let's make s'more.
That sounds great.
What is that? I'm eating a s'more.
Is that a s'more?
Do you want a s'more?
Anybody want a s'more?
S'mores sound really good.
I'd make an excellent s'more.
Make a mean s'more?
Babe, that's your fourth s'more.
My parents never let me have these. They're amazing.
Did someone say s'mores?
I can't wait. I love s'mores.
How can you turn down s'mores?
Come on. Everybody loves s'mores.
I finally had to say,
no more s'mores. No more s'mores.
How many of those shows and movies do you recognize? I think I got most of them. There's your flashback freakout today. Have a wonderful Monday.